Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
All right, Joe, we're going to head out to the Toyota of Hollywood hotline right now. Shop over 1,500 Toyotas indoors in one of America's largest showrooms at Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan. Friend of the show, Ian Eagle, will join us for a couple minutes. Ian, hope you're safe. Hope the family is good. And thanks for a couple minutes.
Yeah, Joe, great to hear your voice. Good morning, bud.
Hey, we appreciate Ian, you guys, you coming on with us. I got to ask you this right off the bat. So the Brooklyn Nets are a 7 seed. We've got 8 regular season games left. And I just thought, man, if Kyrie Irving and KD came back with a potential of 60 points and if they're in really good shape, do we know anything? Could that happen? Are those guys officially out at this point?
They're certainly not officially out. Anything that was proclaimed prior to the pandemic, to me, you can't just assume that what was the plan prior is now the plan. So those that have dismissed the notion, saying, no, they've been saying all along, no KD. Look, things have changed. They've changed dramatically. Games are going to be played in August. Everybody just assumed that once the Nets left the playoff scene in late April, that would be the end of it and KD would get ready for next year. Well, next year doesn't start till December. So I think there's going to be a re-examination of exactly the best way to handle it, asking KD his opinion. The team's medical staff as well will weigh in, the general manager Sean Marks and upper management, their sports science team. They're all going to have to get together once this really gets going in earnest to determine what's the most rational plan moving forward.
Well, I'll tell you one thing. You wouldn't want to face him if those guys are back and we find out.
Can you
imagine going, are you kidding me? This is who we opened with in the playoffs? Are you kidding? Wow.
Yeah, imagine that 2-7 matchup now if they did in the East with Toronto thinking they weren't going to face Kyrie or Kevin Durant, and then all of a sudden they both showed. By the way, not that I follow gambling websites, but I do. And at one point, the Nets were 750-1 to win the NBA championship. And just with the hint of those two guys coming back, they've moved to 60-1 to win the championship. So obviously those two guys will make a difference if they do come back and play for the Brooklyn Nets during this. When you heard, Ian, about the comeback for the playoffs and everything, and the way that it's going to be handled now with 22 teams, what were your first thoughts when you saw the way the NBA is going to finish their season and crown a champion?
Yeah, Zach, encouragement more than anything else. I think this was phase two. Phase one was just sitting down and going through all the possibilities and all the contingencies of what this might look like. Phase two was actually coming up with a legitimate plan and releasing it to the public and trying to visualize how this is all going to play out. Phase three is the most difficult part, and that's the logistics of making sure everybody is safe, everybody is taken care of. That's players, that's coaches, that's staff members. That, to me, is going to be the major hurdle in trying to determine if this is something that can come off smoothly or if there are going to be serious bumps in the road. The NBA is a very thorough organization. Adam Silver, if you've ever seen him speak, heard him speak, you understand that this is a man that doesn't just come to the microphone with speculation and conjecture. He's usually gone through every possible scenario in his own head before he faces the questions. But these are unprecedented times, and there are going to be questions popping up along the way that the NBA is going to have to deal with. And now I think we get to the real tough, challenging part of this whole plan.
Yeah. Hey, Ian, by the way, September is going to be like never before with all these sports playing at the same time. They start, if everything stays the way it is, the start of the NFL season plus the playoffs for the NHL and NBA. What a crazy time, and how the heck are you going to handle all that? I was thinking of you last night.
Yeah, we're going to have an avalanche, which would be great. Let's all be frank here. You guys have been talking sports for months here with no actual sports to talk about. So if we get games, that to me would be the best case scenario. And then trying to finagle schedules and work it all out and put the jigsaw puzzle together, I'm not worried about that. It's going to be okay. We'll make it work. Normally, I'm someone that's compartmentalizing and juggling a lot of balls in the air. That's not a problem. If there are games to be called, whether they're live, in person, at a venue, or in a studio off a monitor, I'm ready for it. I'm excited about it. And that would just mean that we're getting closer to maybe getting back to normal life, which just seems so completely unrealistic today. But I'm certainly a positive person, and I want to believe that that's the road that we're traveling on.
Ian, of course, you got kids, even though one of them is a superstar, and one of them, I think he's a Clippers radio guy at this point, so he's not a kid anymore. But if you thinking about the NBA players bringing their families to Orlando and the chance, the fact that, okay, let's say LeBron's kids are there, or it doesn't matter what player it is, you got to tell them they can't go to Disney World, right? Like, they can't be running around Orlando and Disney World, Universal Studios, then coming back to the hotel. That is obviously going to be a problem the NBA is going to have to deal with all their players and teams, right? You can't go out and have fun in Orlando, but you could be with your family.
Yeah, I mean, I think if you look at the way that this has been laid out, it is a bubble format. That means that you can't necessarily exit the bubble until we get to a point where we believe that we're in a much safer place, and not just for the NBA players and their families, but for everybody, for society. Right. So I think the NBA is well aware of the optics of this. Of course, they're going to have testing in place, and it's going to be constant. We're all hoping and crossing our fingers that by the time we get to this through late summer, that we've made strides in that area and that we are closer to a vaccine. Ultimately, the only way that we're all going to move forward from this is to know that we can be safe doing the normal everyday things that we've always done. Yeah, just for me, on a personal level, my travel year in, year out is extensive. And the idea of doing that right now, not to say that I'm not going to do it. I'm going to do what I got to do. If I have assignments, I'm going to go and fulfill my assignments. But the way in which you do that is going to be affected. Less flights and cancellations and things that are out of your control. You know, that's the one part of the equation for me on a personal level that I was always concerned about. I always had angst because I was taking chances on things that I did not control. And that's a flight from Miami to Phoenix, going from an NFL game to an NBA game. I need to know that flight's going to go. And these days, who knows what travel is going to look like. So all of those questions are still going to be very much at the forefront of this whole equation. But what you're alluding to, they can't allow slip-ups. This cannot be a house of cards in the NBA where one card pull just knocked down all of the cards. They're going to have safeguards in place.
I know home court advantage is going to be crazy because the NBA, especially like the Miami Heat, great home record.
Sure.
And some of these other teams. So what happens now with everybody coming to the same gym and playing against each other? Do you have a favorite coming out of this, or is it still the best team should be the best teams?
Yeah, well, let's think about this for a moment. You're talking about teams that have had more than 3 months off. So how players handled that? Did they work out on their own? Did they stay sharp? Mentally, that aspect of it, all the things you're used to, all the stimuli that normally goes into an NBA game, crowd, music, certain sounds that you hear, all of that is out of the mix. You're not even in a normal NBA venue. So just things that you've grown accustomed to for your entire NBA life. But here's the flip side of it. These guys are competitors. These guys, in the case of a spirited practice, will get after it. And ultimately, the teams that have that kind of approach that, hey, they're crowning a champion, I don't care if there are no fans. I don't care if there's no PA announcer. I don't care if there's no music or sound effects. I don't care if the broadcasters are there or not. I just don't care. I just want to go win.
Yeah.
So now when you look at it in those terms, it's the players that have that certain will. You know, a guy like Kawhi Leonard, I think we all would agree, it doesn't matter where you put him, in the middle of 19,000 fans screaming or in a schoolyard somewhere going through drills on his own. He is a machine. I don't think he'll be affected by this. He's just going to go about his business. LeBron James, similar. I know early, he said, oh, I don't know about playing with no fans. Well, this is what you got. This is how it's going to be. So you're going to have to find other ways to motivate yourself. Not saying LeBron specifically. I don't worry about him. Nobody ever worries about him on a basketball court. But every player is going to have to really dig deep within and remember what it is that drove them to become the player that they are today and use some of those elements to motivate themselves.
Hey, Ian, there's something new to us. Just hold on, something new in your life. You got yourself a new partner on that CBS football show, Charles Davis.
Yeah, how about that? One of the just most beautiful guys you'll ever meet. We've had a chance to really get to know each other on Zoom calls each of the last 4 weeks, and that's actually been incredibly helpful. We knew each other, obviously had been in each other's company, but just having that face-to-face time for 45 minutes, an hour a week, Evan Washburn, our sideline reporter, would join us on these calls, and we're just going to do them straight through every single week, and not even talking football more than anything else, guys. As you know, like building chemistry, you and Zach, it's not always about just talking sports and hearing your sports opinions. It's about getting to know the person, so it's been really invaluable, excited. I'm just hoping that we just get the NFL season going and we just find the rhythm that you need to find, not just for us as broadcasters, but just as football fans in general. That to me is going to be pretty special if indeed all the timing works out and we can start at the time in which we hope we can.
Yeah, it didn't take very long, by the way, on our text machine. You brought up Charles's name, and Charles Davis is awesome. Texts are coming in now. A favorite here on our show. We've had Charles on for years.
Yeah.
One of our draft
great
guys.
Guy.
On there. Very happy to hear that he was pairing with you. Two of our favorites here, and especially on the CBS broadcast team. Not to kiss your butt too much, but I had to throw that out there.
No, we do. We do kiss your ass a lot on this show.
Right.
We want to let you know I am. You do. You get. There's a lot of South Florida ass kissing going on with you. Hey, how do you feel about Tua? By the way, what were your thoughts when Tua comes to the Miami Dolphins?
Yeah, that's the way I thought it should be. Honestly, to me, that made the most sense, and I'm sure you guys looked at every possible angle on this thing leading up to the draft, and you've talked about every possible angle since. But to me, that's the fit. That's what the team needed going forward. They needed someone to build around, and I think the kid's got incredible drive. Clearly, he's an elite talent. Now let's see if they can put it all together and build an offense around him. And certainly, as we know, there's a lot of respect for the people that are in powerful positions within the organization, that they're going to do the right things moving forward and turn this franchise around.
I just wanted to ask you this, besides the obviously getting prepared for what could be sports seasons and two of the major sports you're working with, have you been doing like binge watching TV? Like, is the wife sick of you yet? Like, what's going on in the house with the whole quarantine over the last couple months?
Yeah, wife is not sick of me. I get that question a lot. I'm going to really start to have to analyze why people are asking me that question, because I'm not an annoying person.
It's just a go-to question to ask. It's just go-to. It's nothing personal. Right.
Yeah, you're not.
Exactly. You get a lot of, your family ready to kill you? No, they're not. No, we like each other. We have no drama in the house.
You couldn't like, be the Rose family. That was bad.
It is. Right. That's right. I must say, I thought we'd be watching a lot more TV. I watch a lot. I do consume a lot on the road, traveling, planes. I tend to just crush shows. But I can't say that we've overdone it. There's been stuff that we've really liked. There's a show on Hulu, Dave, about the rapper Lil Dicky. It is so good. I'm just telling you right now, if you have Hulu and you haven't watched a show, that's the one. That's the pandemic stamp of approval quarantine that I would be all over. It was a really well done, funny, witty, legitimate, terrific show that I consumed during this time.
Ian, can't thank you enough, man, for coming on. I really appreciate it. Last second, thank you so much.
Oh, are you kidding me? Last second ass kissing is the best kind of ass kissing.
I learned from the best, Ian. I learned from the best right here. That's it. Thanks, Ian.
Appreciate it.
Feel good, guys. Great hearing your voices, truly. And can't wait to see you guys in South Florida. So we'll touch elbows. I look forward to it.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.